This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Starting a new series, we haven't obviously finished the Romans one. We will dovetail the two, as is our wont. And I've been thinking about who is Jesus, which is a very good thing to be thinking about, and decided to do spend some time reading how he is introduced in each of the four books of the Bible, which are demonstrably, explicitly about him. Now, of course, all the Bible is about Jesus, but there are four books, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and the book of Revelation, which are explicitly about Jesus. So I've decided to read chapter one of each of those four books and to keep on reading them and to reflect on what they tell us about the person of Jesus as each of them introduce him. So that's how this series is going to be based. And I'm going to be taking things either from one of those chapters or looking at a couple of them and to see how they dovetail. But this, as this first one, as the sort of introduction to the series, I am simply going to look at Mark chapter 1, verse 41, because it's an interesting verse because of the way it's been translated, particularly in the NIV. Now, actually, there's no such thing as the NIV, the New International Version. In my printed version, when the man says to Jesus, "If you are willing, you can heal me," Mark 1, verse 41 in the NIV says, "Filled with compassion, Jesus said, I am willing, and heals." And that's what the King James translates it like, and most of the other translations. But if you look at an online version of the NIV, it says, "Jesus was indignant, da 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 da." Well, was he filled with compassion, or was he indignant? Why does the NIV get messed around with? If they're going to do a different translation, they should perhaps call it NIV 2025, or what, but it's just the NIV. So it's very complicated because someone reads from it in church and you're looking at your printed version and you think, well, that's not what mine says. But anyway, that's completely beside the point. Jesus was filled with compassion. Jesus was indignant. Which is it? And actually both work for me. And I actually prefer the indignant. Let me explain. Who is Jesus? Well, as we shall see in this series, and as we know anyway, Jesus is God. He is the Son of God. He is God. In the beginning, he was with God. Through him, everything was made. He is the Creator. He is the Saviour. He is the Redeemer. He is Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty Father, Everlasting, whatever. He is God. So, of course, we know the nature of God, that God is one who is love. God is love. In him there is no darkness. God is light. God is love. And if we read the Old Testament, we will see him say, "I am the God who heals you. I will not permit any of the diseases to come upon you that came upon the Egyptians, or even that I put upon the Egyptians. I am for you. I am your rock and your salvation. I have become your fortress." That's God. So of course, when someone comes up to God, comes up to Jesus and says, "If you're willing, you can heal me," filled with compassion, you sort of get the picture of a parent putting their arms around their crying child and drawing them to themselves and sorting out the problem. "Of course, I'm willing. I'll heal you." He was indignant. Do you know what? I think, yeah, because he is God. And he has revealed himself to Israel through the 39 books of the Old Testament and the stories they have told each other about what God is like. And this man says, if you are willing, you can heal me. Oh, don't these people understand who I am? Don't these people understand what my character is like? Don't these people get it? Oh, come here. Filled with compassion, I feel you. I can see the indignation against the lack of understanding of who he is. I can see the compassion because he is God. I don't know why the latest versions of the NIV say he was indignant. The word used in Greek clearly is the one normally used for compassion. But I do like the picture of a sort of, oh, don't you know who I am? Don't you understand who I am? And don't you understand what God is like? When we come to Jesus today, is he indignant like that? Do we come with such a sense of, oh God, if you're willing, you can do this? God, if it be your will, you can heal. Oh, don't you understand who I am? Have you not read what I have said? If I am willing, look at what it says. In him is life, and that life is the light of mankind. Look at what it says. If I am willing, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. If any of you is sick, let him come to the elders, and the prayer made in faith will heal. If I am willing. There's nowhere where God speaks that says, if it's a good day, I'll heal you. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The image that is painted of God in Scripture is one of someone who says, yes, I am the Amen, says Jesus in Revelation. I am the yes. The name Jesus means salvation, Saviour, the one who saves. Faith is about coming to him and saying, this is who you are. I believe it. I bring my problem to you. As we look at the person of Jesus in Matthew 1, Mark 1, Luke 1, John 1, and Revelation 1, in the months to come, we will see the God who says, yes, I am willing. Are you prepared to trust me?
He lived for you. He died for you.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.